بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. Last week we discussed the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله الحفيظ. الحفيظ, the protector, that is Allah جل جلاله. From here, many times we hear the words في حفظ الله, Allah ki hifazat, or means the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has come three times in the Quran Sharif. Inna rabbi ala kulli shayin hafiz wa rabbuka ala kulli shayin hafiz. Walladheena takhadhu min dunihi awliya Allahu hafizun alayhim. So Allah ta'ala has mentioned this name of His in the Quran Sharif in three different places, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protector. So this word hafiz comes three times in the Quran, and there's different derivatives from this word. When it comes to hafizu, it's also from hifz. وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. The hifzuhuma, protecting the skies and the earth, does not tire Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So everything is in the control of Allah, in the protection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you just look around us, the speed of things that are happening around us right now, the cars are getting faster, nothing is getting slower. Whether it gets to the cars, whether it comes to the trucks also, whether it comes to life and different modes of transportation, is just getting faster. And the world, so to say, is getting smaller for all of this. So logically speaking, there should be carnage everywhere. The cars are getting so big, they hardly get foot on that, between the lanes also. Trucks are getting so big, they can't turn into the lanes. So logically speaking, at the speed that we are driving around, and the size of the vehicles also, there should be accidents, you know, innumerable. Accidents happening everywhere, but how Allah Ta'ala just controlling everything at that speed. That speed, Allah Ta'ala gave the brains to insan also to make breaks like that also, to stop just in time. So all of this, when it comes to the when it comes to the aviation system in the world, all the amount of flights, Allah knows how many thousands at a time in the sky, all got their own now, what do you call it now, their own route in the sky, and how they're flying, the darkness of the night. So it is all the protection of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We just find Allah ta'ala just ceases to protect for a split second. Helicopter, sometime an aeroplane, sometime a train. All of a sudden there's carnage, there's accident. So many people passed away. Entire plane, all the passengers were lost. So Allah shows you, by default, this should be happening all the time. This should be happening all the time. Things should be collapsing around everywhere. Right, this tremor is taking place. In Johannesburg also there was a tremor. And where and where? But Allah Ta'ala is keeping everything stable. Allah Ta'ala just let loose a little bit, or let go of hifazat. Whether it be somewhere in Europe or be in America, hurricane somewhere, fire somewhere else. And things are just happening all around. Then Allah Ta'ala will protect, he'll put it out. Allah Ta'ala will cause it, Allah Ta'ala will protect it. So insan knows that everything is in my protection, even yourself in my protection. So last week we had discussed also Allah Ta'ala protects the Qur'an Sharif. One is a written Qur'an in the Mus'haf, in the book form. One is Allah Ta'ala has imprinted the Qur'an on the hearts of the kuffars, that this is my way of protecting my kalam and my speech. Amongst the signs is the Kaaba Sharif, the Ka'batullah. It is a house made of stone in such a valley which yields no produce. غَيْرُ زِزَرْعٍ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said, Ya Allah, such a valley where there is no cultivation, no crops, no fruits, nothing. Nothing whatsoever. But that will say also that it was so scary and so eerie that even you say khuf or dar, that this thing what you call afraid or fright or eeriness, was afraid to put its foot over there too. Even fright itself was frightened to come there. In Makkah al-Mukarramah, in that valley, it was so dark, nothing whatsoever. Absolutely no lights, no water, no food. To the extent that a person who came there would get awe, would get overawed. He's too afraid. But see Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala protected this place. And Allah Ta'ala made this a place of the Ka'batullah. As it explains, has it yields no produce, there is none to protect it from enemies, nor are there any gardens or things which will entice people towards it. There's nothing for protection there. That time the Kaaba Sharif was just a building. There's no big walls around it to protect it. Other palaces, Kisra and Kaisar, Kisran, he said, the emperor of, of Persia and of Rome, they had massive palaces. They had so many guards, infantry, cavalry, and personal guards, protection. They had big, big forts, they had massive walls that were built around it to protect it. In the Kaaba, the house of Allah, nothing around it. Open area, all are welcome. All are welcome, and nobody would want to go there, but because of Baytullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put such attraction in it, that even a person was afraid to go there, but it was such a place that pulled the heart. I'll go there, even though there was no facilities at that time. So the Hakim Sahib said, rahmatullah alayhi, in the old days, there were no toilets like how it is now. People used to go in the field, in the desert. And that's why he says, Allah Ta'ala's hikmah and deep wisdom, Allah Ta'ala made it so hot, 45 degrees, 50 degrees, so no germs can spread also, the germs will die. Because so many hujjaj will come, mu'tamirun will come, people make umrah will come, travelers will come, now they have to relieve themselves. Allah Ta'ala made it so hot or so cold that even germs can't spread over there. And viruses. There's none to protect the Kaabatullah from enemies, nor are there any gardens or things which will entice people towards it. Abraha, we know when he came in his elephants. That wasn't to protect the Kaabatullah. That before that, now all the camels of Abdul Muttalib. Right, he captured all those camels and he took them away. So Abdul Muttalib went to request him to release his camels. So he says that you are worried about your camels, you're worried about the house of Allah. He said the house of Allah belongs to him, he'll look after it. So he got his camels and he told people of Makkah, Mukarramah, let's take to the mountains and we'll make dua, Allah will protect his home. No walls around it, there's no fortress, there's no army, nothing whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Tayran Ababil. Sent a flock of little birds with Scud missiles. Musawamatan inda Rabbik, every stone it had the name of the person who it was hit. It hit them in the head and come out from the bottom. Right through. Allah ta'ala sent that time. Birds like that. Allah ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has armies of the skies and the earth. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. The armies of Allah, only Allah knows them. How Allah wants to use them. Whether the winds. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the battle of Ahzab. The battle of Ahzab, Khandaq we call it. Battle of Khandaq, where really no battle took place. There were a few duels, one on one. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the winds. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say that Allah ta'ala helped me with his wind against the enemy, and some Allah ta'ala destroyed with the wind. Like the people of Thamud and Aad, etc. Allah ta'ala sent the winds against them. And here Allah ta'ala sent the wind in my favor. But that is also the army of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there's no gardens there or things which will entice people towards coming to the Kaabatullah. There too, no gardens. As Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, there's no waterfalls, there's no gardens, there's no parks over there. That now Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَلَىٰ غَارُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very sensitive. That you're coming to visit me, but you're going to sit in the park after that. So Allah Ta'ala made it in such a place, there's nothing there whatsoever. But now, people of dunya have made everything around the Kaabatullah. All the malls and everything else now. To entice people out of the Kaabatullah, out of the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We spend hours over there, and just now to pacify the nafs, we make one, two extra tawafs. But we go to when Alim says we go to Hajar Aswad, but the shopping list is in the top pocket. And we're hoping the shop doesn't close before we finish tawaf. We gotta make quickly so we make it in time to the shops. He says, now where the heart is? Where the body is, where the heart is. They should cut off everything. I'm in the house of Allah right now. There's nothing higher than this. So Allah Ta'ala made it in a place where nothing else will attract you away from the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, because Allah wants to have you near to Him. Allah wants you near Him. But insan has built all this around him and he was run away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala made all these facilities to make it conducive and easier for you so that you can be relaxed and come and sit in the haram of Makkatul Mukarram. Allah take us all over again, inshallah. Thus, there is no outward form of inclination or awe in it, in the Kaabatullah. In spite of this Al-Hafiz, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the protector, protects it by placing its awe and greatness in the hearts of people, even the kuffar also. Some years ago, I remember, there was an article came out that somebody had mentioned that possibly it was Hajj time or something like that. And a certain non-Muslim, white European person was seeing that time on TV about the Hajj season. And it was Salah time. And he just heard somebody calling around the Kaaba Sharif, few words in Arabic, he didn't understand it. So he was giving his report. And he says, he just heard a few things on the screen of his. He was interested to see what is the Hajj about, the pilgrimage. So he says, he hears somebody announcing on a mic a few things. And he says, suddenly he sees 2 million people just stand up. They start making rows. There's no one checking on them. He says, what happened? Usually you'll have some army general or somebody. Just one call. Istawu i'tadiru. Sawu sufufakum. The Imam of the Haram just made the announcement, straighten yourselves. Stand shoulder to shoulder. He says, 2 million people just stood up all together. When he made the takbir, the first takbir, he said, they all lifted their hands and tied it. All looking down. He said, I can't understand what is happening here. One man makes one call and 2 million people are behind him. He goes into ruku, they all follow him. Going to sajda, they all follow him. He says, the awe that came into him struck his heart, and then he became Muslim. On that he became Muslim. He said, I can't understand. What a religion this, what a deen. Allah Ta'ala has given us such power, just in taking the name of Allah, Allahu Akbar, everybody is bounded now, finished. Salah has started. So this is Al-Hafiz Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala protects it by placing the awe of the Ka'batullah and greatness in the hearts of people. Even the non-Muslims, as we mentioned, even they want to go to Ka'batullah now. They want to go and see what is happening there. What is the black cube, they call it now. What is it? So much attraction in there. They want to go to Madina Manawara. They want to go to the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And they have so much, I guess if they have to open the doors, I think there'll be more tourists than Muslims coming. Because the Muslims will go everywhere else now. To what they put up and all the fake entertainment, we want to go there. And they want to come see over here. And they want to enjoy the peace of Madina Munawwara. We want to see Ka'batullah, what is happening over here. So even their hearts are inclined towards it. But Allah's fazl, Allah has put in our hearts, we have no inclination to go to their places of worship. That's why when we pass even the churches and we pass the temples, ulama, they encourage us to read the fourth kalima or at least the third kalima. When you pass in the church or the temple, say, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Read your fourth kalima to renew your iman. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la. There's no one worthy of worship, or there's no one, there's no ilah, no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All alone, he has no partner. When you're passing by there, don't even look at it also. Read your fourth kalima, read your third kalima, and pass by there. When he comes to them, they're waiting for an open day in the masjid. Because he was happening in the masjid. Whether every Muslim country they go to, you find. They go to Turkey also, they want to go see the mosques. They want to see the masjids. Allah's fazal, we don't have this thing. But we go to certain countries to see the churches. We want to go see the temples. Iman is such a pure and clean thing, alhamdulillah. So this is Allah Ta'ala's protection of the houses of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whoever comes to it submissively and completely humble. This is the protection of Baytullah. That whoever comes here has to come here submissively. You can't come with the clothing that you want. So Allah Ta'ala protects it. There's a dress code over here. To remove all the expensive clothing and everything else. And wear two pieces of ihram. Come submissively and completely humble. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has placed it in such an attraction. Has placed in it such an attraction and love that people come to it from all corners of the world with love and fervor, not entertaining any worldly motives. Even little children. Allah's fazal and shukr, we thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, even our little children, 2-3 years old, we're teaching it from that age. Makkah, Medina, Makkah, Medina. Sometimes the mothers of the lullabies are singing for them, to put them asleep. Right about Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. These are all signs and salient features of deen and Islam. The love Allah has put. Little children also. They one day want to go to Makkah Sharif, one day want to go to Medina Sharif. This has continued for thousands of years. Thousands of years. This quality is not found in any other building in the world. Kings build magnificent palaces which remain for a period and then destroyed. Ka'batullah, from the time of Adam alayhis, yes, it was in floods over a period of time. It was destroyed, rebuilt. Nuh alayhi salatu salam's time, they also, it was destroyed in the flood. Then it was rebuilt and continued. And now, over 1,500 years and more, from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, still the Kaaba Sharif is standing. Still there. Yes, there were some renovations and some repairs, etc. But Allah has protected that place. Alright? When it comes to other places in the world, you see how they get destroyed. Doesn't last. And then it loses the attraction after that. It no more becomes an icon. Ka'batullah is still the icon of the world. That is the dead center of the world. Allah has made it the beautiful Mubarak place. But this quality is not found in any other building in the world. Kings build magnificent palaces which remain for a period and then destroyed. No one then goes to see its foundations or ruins. Even there's no Kaaba Sharif, you still want to go there. You don't worship the Kaabatullah. That's what ulama explained. People say, you worship a building. That is shirk, that. That is ascribing partners to your Lord. That you're worshipping a building. We're not worshipping the building. It's only a sense of direction that we face. Even if the Kaabatullah wasn't there, then too we will face that direction. That is our Qibla. That is our Qibla. So we don't worship the Kaabatullah. But Allah has put nur in there. It's the Jalli of Allah. The nur of Allah comes upon the Kaabatullah. Allah protects the actions of His servants and does not let any action go to waste. Nor is any action hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it big or small. Our amal also we do, that is by the tawfiq of Allah. Nothing we can do on our own. Nothing whatsoever. Whether it be istiqamah, steadfastness, in amal, in salah, in Quran, this is only and only the tawfiq of Allah. Even Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in Quran Sharif, ma tawfiqi illa billah. The Nabi of Allah is saying, whatever I'm doing is by the ability of Allah, which Allah has given me. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ Only upon Allah do I trust. وَإِلَيْهُ أُنِيبُ And to Him do I turn. And nobody else. It's only tawfiq of Allah and nobody else. If Allah takes it away, you can't do anything. You can try. I want to do it. I want. Quran is so light, but I can't. But I can go to the gym and pick up the weights. That tawfiq he's got now. Where he got that strength, and where he got strength now to lift the blanket for Fajr time, that is only from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For that we have to cry to Allah, beg Allah, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the tawfiq Allah has given us. With this ulama say that iman is between fear and hope. We can't become too, what do you say? We can't become overconfident that I'm there. It's in my blood. We found many people before, so how they just slipped. One slipped and the person was gone. Never to return sometime. That's why we are only living in the protection of Allah. Only in the protection of Allah. Allah is keeping us where we are right now. And more than that, we don't know whose dua it is. We don't know whose dua it is. Sometimes the parents, sometimes some ustad, sometimes the wife. Wife is making so much dua for the husband, he must come right. Is there dua also? Alright. Whether she's making dua for her benefit now, or she's making dua. So the duas are there. So all these du'as are keeping us together. That's why Sahaba Ikram had the habit, we should also have the habit. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he was going for Umrah, he went to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, Ya Ukhayya. He loved this so much, this title or this word. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to address him, Ya Ukhayya, oh my little brother. Oh, he became ecstatic. Don't forget me in your du'as. Don't forget me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would ask him with du'as. Then he would tell them also, Sahaba Ikram, Uwais Qarni comes, then ask him to make du'a maghfirat for you. So make it a habit to ask for du'as. And somebody asks us for du'a, something to learn. Somebody asks you to make du'a immediately. Don't say, Ji, inshallah. Then you don't make du'a. Make du'a immediately. Allah keep you with afiyat. Allah give you good health. Allah accept you. So make du'a immediately. So this also, this is tawfiq from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when it comes to preserving our amal, where can we do the amal in the first place? We don't have the ability, we don't have the strength. Allah ta'ala gives tawfiq. Allah ta'ala wakes us up, we come for salah. Then to do the action, Allah gives the strength. Then to preserve the amal. Quran says explicitly, لَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ Don't destroy your amal وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ And you won't even perceive it. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the verse was revealed, لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتُكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ That don't raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba Ikram was shaken up. One Sahabi stopped coming. Where is he? One Nabi of Allah, he stopped coming. Why? He says, because his voice is too loud. It's above your voice. So Nabi of Allah says that his voice naturally is loud. So he can come. Sahaba Ikram began to whisper that we don't disturb Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, when you go to Medina Munawwara, even till today, that verse of Quran is above the Rawda. Listen over there. That's why they say, they keep quiet. Don't make a noise. Sometimes you go to the Haram, especially when we take children. Now we think we're sitting in a park. Children can play, they can run around. This is the Haram, this. I don't know how come that mindset is there now. If you want to take the children from Umrah, it's no problem. We've got to teach them the adab of it. This is the Haram of Makkah, Haram of Medina Munawwara. You can't sit anyhow over here. You can't do what you want over here. You can't mess over here. If you're going to eat in the haram, you're going to make niyat of nafid i'tikaf also. This is the place. We can't look after the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa. Then we can't look after our local masjid also. So even mothers take their children and they allow them to run around in the haram. There's a masjid there. Is there a park over there? Yes, outside they can play, no problem. Outside they can play, not a problem. But this place is very, very noble, and this is the capital of our world. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding to preserve those places. When Nasir Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahimullah would say, when one Jamaat had mentioned to him that we were doing effort in a certain masjid, and they closed the amal of da'wat tabligh, they told us no more gush over here. So Hazrat mentioned, Nasir Ahmad Khan Sahib mentioned, definitely you have made some bay'adbi of the masjid. Definitely you have showed some disrespect to the masjid. So Allah will not close his doors. When you disrespect the house of Allah, then Allah will take away tawfiq. Allah will take away the ability. So Allah gives the tawfiq to make amal. And Allah Ta'ala preserves the amal or will destroy it. The things we say, we destroy the effects of our amal. The things we look at, the things we see, the things we do, the things we utter, will destroy all our amal. Only Allah preserves our amal and no one else. Be the amal small or big. So Allah protects the actions of His servants and does not let any action go to waste, nor is any action hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it big or small. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant His recompense completely. If a person had performed noble actions, then he will receive a good recompense. Comes in Surah Zilzal, فَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. The person who does a good action equal to an atom, particle, small particle, mustard seed. To that amount, he will see the goodness. And if he does an evil action also, will be recorded, it will be there. Everything will be, the ground will be leveled out. Here's your good amal and here's your bad amal, you will see it. Allah will recompensate him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget any action, even though people forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah counts all the actions and they forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has everything recorded, everything is preserved and protected by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. With this, our shaykh says also, one is doing the amal, but a bigger effort than that is man ja'a bil hasanati, man ja'a bil hasanati. Allah didn't say man amila salihan wa'ya. Man ja'a bil hasanati, the person who will bring that good deed. The person who will bring it, meaning that he will preserve his actions in his holy life, make an effort, ya Allah, accept it and preserve it for me. To do it is easy, but to bring it on the day of Qiyamah preserved, fully, completely, with ikhlas, sealed, that's not so easy. Because we know in our worldly life how many evil deeds we do. Alright? And we see it really every day in our homes, in our businesses. We do so many good things for the family. And just one thing now, 9 out of 10 you did right and number 10 didn't come out right. So 9 out of 9 is forgotten. All those good actions are like what you did. As it says also, sometime when the magaj will go and the wife's not in the mood and our husband will enter, she'll tell him also, so many years we married, never bought pots for me. But the same old pots. But I just bought you 2 years ago. You said everything. She forgot about it. You did same old curtains I'm using, your mother's curtains. So many good things you did, but that night is all forgotten. That wasn't preserved. That she didn't preserve it. Comes to staff also. Sometimes we do for them so much, but it's forgotten. But Allah Tabarak doesn't forget. What you've done is all recorded and preserved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand to make amal, inshaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So last week we discussed in regards to our wives and how to control our anger. That more or less Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would mention that I do not prefer to be ill-tempered and overpower my women, but rather I be maghloob. That they overpower me, but I am kareem. I have noble character. I have noble character although I am overpowered. That they will call the shots. Hazrat says also that there is what we call petticoat government. See, yahi sunnat hai. This is the sunnat. The petticoat government, that they call the shots. That is the normal sunnah. The sahabiyat now will call the shots in the houses of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unless it was against Sharia, then it was different. But like that, they were free and they were very comfortable with Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Women are from a crooked rib." Allah Ta'ala made him from A'laha, the upper left rib of a person, the crooked rib. Hazrat says, as Hakim Sahib says, Rahmatullah Alayhi, look, although our ribs are crooked, are we not benefiting from them? Meaning not the wife, we're still taking benefit, although it's crooked. And then he would say also, that don't treat them, don't ill treat them and complain about them. He says the reality is if you complain about your wife, or you ill treat her, and you open her faults to others, etc. He said you supplied the material, so live with it. She came from your crooked rib. So Allah Ta'ala made her from your crooked rib, you supplied the material, now don't complain. Effectively you're complaining about yourself, that how crooked you are. He said now you make sabr, and you tolerate her. And the ribs also Allah Ta'ala made her from there, the wisdom. Why from the rib? What's protecting our inside of the body? It's a rib cage. The wife will protect you like that also from fitnas. A person is careful, she will protect you. Your chastity, your children, your izzat and your honor, your wealth at home. She's the one that will protect it. You know, when the wife is not there, what to do with the house? You can't even let the maid in also. Simple thing like that now, washing your clothing, polishing of shoes, making simple, simple things. See how much it protects of our daily life and chores. They do it, all within their stride. So Hazrat says that you supplied the material, now you mustn't complain about it. But then too, we are taking benefit from the crooked rib. If you will try to straighten them, they will break. You can't straighten them. Men are different, women are different. So muhabbat and love will encourage, will encourage, will encourage, and like this way, slowly, slowly, then we'll come to some understanding. Both husband and wife have to say that they come, you must learn to forgive. You see, it's a engagement, or it's a mutual engagement of two forgivers. Each one has to forgive. And also forget too. You have to forgive and forget. You can't hold anything, you can't hold it inside. You have to forgive and you have to forget. That's how life is. You are going to make a mistake, she is going to make a mistake. That was the favorite phrase I told you the last time. Forgive and forget. Move ahead. Life is too short, my dear brothers. Life is too short. We don't know where we're going to be tomorrow night. Our young brother we lost yesterday, half his waist. Allah fill his qabr with noor. Alright. Whole of dunya can't save a person. You only take with you your amal. Only take your amal with you. Allah preserve his Quran for him in the qabr also, inshallah. Fortunate that he had his ustaz. His ustaz making janaza namaz also. What a ni'mat. Ali Magda Sahib this morning was very emotional. So whatever his parents gave him in his young age, the Quran Sharif, they go. Last night, that will go this morning, will come to his assistance now. That's a reality. That's a reality. Your Quran now will come and say, come and hold your hand. Take it to the gardens of Jannat. It's only your Quran Sharif. Nothing else. Nothing else will come with you in the qabr. So we don't know with our wives and children how much we're going to invest emotionally and fight and bicker. Forgive and forget and move on. Let's make our akhirat. Let's make our Jannat. The more we can move in the path of Allah, the more amal we can do. Let's move, let's move, let's move. Continue and leave a legacy behind for our children. Similarly with our wives, we should treat them with love, kindness and mercy. Life will then become enjoyable. Remember, to treat them with love, kindness and mercy, this is a very important point. To treat our family members, our parents, our wives with love, kindness and mercy. Is it when they treat you like that, then you treat them like that? In Sharia, when they say treat a person with these qualities, it means that when they are bad to you, when they are bad to you, they treat you in an ill manner. Then Sharia says you must be good. Don't serve your ties. Keep ties. Give hadiyah. Be kind. Be soft. Smile. Otherwise, what is good to you, then you're good to them. So the encouragement really is now, when they are not good to you, now for you to uplift that person, now for you to now motivate the person, even be the wife also. I'm sure something is troubling you. Can I change it? Can I help you? We say, what's wrong with you now? What's wrong with you now? What happened? It comes out like that. What's the story? Again. So you say, well, the fellow didn't change. Going majlis, going jama'at, not changed, still the same. Hazrat says, become so different after you go for programs, after you go in the path of Allah. See, your akhlaq should change so much at home that the wife will hear, although she will call you now, you're a pot plant in the house, oh, you're the, what they say, is that my husband, is my dustbin. She can call you all of that, but you change your akhlaq. She won't tell you, but you'll hear it on the phone when she's speaking to her friend. Hey, you know my husband in 3 days Jamaat, you must send your husband also. He came back like a new man. Even if a program, now he's behaving, he's tame a little bit, you must send your husband also. Now you know, okay, genuinely, I'm changing. She might not tell you, but you heard telling her friends that he went there, he came back, subhanAllah. Whole week was like Jannat it was. Can't believe it. He was like a real tame puppy sitting in the house. Whatever I told him, he did it with a smile. Before I could tell him to, he did it. He didn't bark, he didn't shout, he didn't do anything. You must send your husband also. Hazrat says, you don't have to go make gush also then. The woman themselves will make tashkil. They please send your husbands, go. The program take place, send him. You know what a difference you'll find in him. Hazrat says, this is what you want to hear. This is what we hear. So to just change it. She's down. Why are you feeling so? Can I help you? Can I change it? Can I do something? Can I do something? You might be the problem also. But they say, carry on smiling. And uplift the person. So life will then become enjoyable. Hazrat Thami Rahmatullah Alayhi says regarding the man whose wife added excessive salt to the food she prepared for her, prepared for him. He did a deed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, she's after all just human. Had it happened that my daughter added extra salt to the food, I would have preferred my son-in-law to overlook and forgive her. Oh Allah, she is my wife after all, and your servant nonetheless. She has connection with you on the basis of which I overlook and forgive her fault. The Thani rahmatullahi says, those people who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's intercession, what's the intercession of Allah? Allah says on behalf of the women of the world, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوبِ and treat them kindly. Allah says in Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala has appointed Himself as an advocate on behalf of the women till Qiyamah, telling the men, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ is directed addressed to the men, that treat her kindly. And for the women, treat him with respect. But you must treat her kindly. She's somebody's daughter after all, and more than that, she's a slave girl of Allah. She belongs to Allah. Here our Hazrat Wala says also, that the man will get upset and he'll say, what I don't do for you, I did this, I give you full meher also. Hazrat says now, you give only once of meher, and she must behave the rest of her life. Allah Ta'ala is giving you every day, but you're not behaving. You're still Muslim namaz or jamaat. You're not behaving, how she's going to behave? Very important, Hazrat mentions this. You are the imam of the house. If the imam is on a lower level, then the family and children will be one level below that. If you're on a higher level, they will fall one level below you. This we get from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where we find in the battle of Khandaq also, battle of the trench, when Sahaba radiallahu anhum came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, hunger. They haven't eaten for days. They lifted their kurtas, they had stones tied, one stone each. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lifted his kurta, he had two stones tied, one level above. When he came to Salah, Nabi of Allah was in tahajjud. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِسْفَهُ نَبِي of Allah, stand a little bit. Sell half the night. Okay, make it 1/3 of the night. Tahajjud was like farz upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that to that extent even the hypocrite felt ashamed to miss Fajr and Isha or Jamaat. But Nabi of Allah was one level above. So this is a norm, ulama say, the usul and principle of life, that the man in the house is the imam. He has to be one level above. He can't now take off with the family if you're one level below and they're one level above you. Thursday night, you going home, she already finished Suratul Kahf. She read a Surah Dukhan also. Surah Dukhan, she got a palace in Jannat. She read 100 durus already. Had even started. So she'll ask you, you read your surahs. You read your wazifas. But she's asking you, you're supposed to be the other way around. You're supposed to be the imam. But she's got more time. So you would have your tartib also. When to read your things. So you have to be one level above. Then naturally the children, the wife will fall one level below you. Then you see that house will go to taqwa and a'mal. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. Hazrat mentioned an example also, an incident about a man. What he did, the effect they had on his family. That's why we are saying to the brothers, that if I want my son to become a hafiz of Quran, then I have to be in the hips class also. I have to go madrasa too. I can't be sending him whole day. I have to take out my own time too. Then my son will see my father is doing madrasa also. Then his interest will be different. So my Quran, my salah also. My children can't see that I'm reading my Asar Maghrib in the shop. So what he'll do with it? My father was a shopman. But if he saw his father leaving the shop, okay, we can't close, but we've got staff over there, but I read my salah in the masjid. This is a legacy I leave behind for my children. He will remember this, no matter what it was, wherever he was, my father read his salah in the masjid. He had his Quran time every day. Us, like Sahaba Ikram, they would say, that the contrast between us and them, if a Sahabi, if they had to go to the house of a Sahabi, where's your husband? He was in the masjid. What time he's coming back? I don't know if he's coming back. The shkil might get made, he'll be gone. Naqad cash in the path of Allah. And you say, when it comes to us, somebody comes to the house, young boy will open, where's your father? My father said he's not here. My father said he's not here. Oh, my father is gone to the shop. When he's coming, I don't know. Oh, my father went to the masjid. When he's coming, just now he'll be here. From masjid, just now he'll be here. But shop, I don't know what time he's coming. Said, what a contrast it is. That's a legacy we're leaving behind for our children. Not that my father is an astute businessman. He knew how to cut deals. No. He did all of that. But he came namaz, he took us by the hand and he brought us to the masjid. That's why in the masjid he gives so much of joy, especially for their time. When you finish your salah, you come and you see the young boy sitting in the back. Young boy sitting in the back. Every day they're coming for salah. They're up early in the morning, they're coming with their fathers for salah. Even they're tired also, they sleep away. But the boy is still coming. From there you can understand, Hazrat says, that what a mother this boy has at home. What a mother he has, and the mother also doesn't get in the way. She gets the boy ready. Father wakes up earlier to get him ready also, to bring him to the masjid. And the boy is coming happily. He's dressing up, he's coming. How many millions of baligh min aren't coming? But these young boys are coming to the masjid with love and desire, they come. And Fajr Salah is long also. We now changing leg, one leg to the other leg. How long Imam Sahib is going to read? These boys get tired. But they're still coming, they're still reading Salah. What joy, it refreshes the Imam in the morning to see these boys in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala make it such that all our children come. But we have to be there ourselves also. That we come, we bring them also, they read the Salah. We take our time and read our Quran Sharif, they read with us also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه
Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، بيدك الخير كله وعلانيته وسره. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا غفار الذنوب، يا ستار العيوب. Oh my Allah, only you can forgive sins, oh my Allah. Only you can conceal our faults, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, Ya Allah, keep us upon taqwa, O my Allah. Keep us in your rahmat, Ya Allah. Keep us in your hifazat and protection, O my Allah. Ya Allah, from head to toe, Ya Allah, keep us in your protection, Ya Allah. Our families, our children, our progenies, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are completely muhtaj, in need of you every second, every breath, every blink of the eye. O my Allah, without your protection, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we'll be completely destroyed, O my Allah. Our amal, our iman will be lost, O my Allah. It is only your tawfiq, only your hifazat, only your protection, O my Allah. O my Allah, we are living in your mercy, we are living in your protection, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from those amal that will destroy your protection, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, keep us with Iman and take us with Iman. O my Allah, take us in a condition you are happy with us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. In a condition we're reading Quran Sharif, we're listening to Quran, O my Allah. Three before performing Salah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, we are striving in your path, Ya Allah, to raise your deen in the world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take our ruh out of the time, Ya O my Kareem Rahim Allah. We are close to you, O my Allah. Be it, Ya Allah, in the mataf of Baitullah, O my Allah. At the road of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we know we are completely undeserving, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the amal, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. We have hope only in your mercies, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, that you keep us with Iman, Ya Allah. You protect our amal, protect our Iman and Qaid. Protect our children, O my Allah. Protect their Iman, protect their amal, protect their ideologies, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, from the fitnas of the world around and Tajjali. Fitnas, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from modernism, O my Allah. Save us from all the different isms in the world, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us upon that sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam left behind with Sahaba radiallahu anhum. O my Allah, make us, Ya Allah, make us those that will take the deen to the four corners of the world, O my Allah. Give us a passion, Ya Allah. Give us a passion for deen, O my Allah. Give us a passion for deen, O my Allah. Give us passion for akhirat, O my Allah. Make our dunya easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from your displeasure, O my Allah. Save us from haram income, O my Allah. All those in debts, O my Allah, make a way out for them, O my Allah. Free them, O my Allah, for you to, Ya Allah, for you to make the faster decision, Ya Allah. To supply, Ya Allah, to give halal sustenance. Ya Allah, you can do it overnight, O my Allah. Nothing is difficult for you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us the himmat, give us the courage, O my Allah, to refrain from all haram activities, O my Allah, to feed ourselves and our families only halal, O my Allah. O my Allah, you put plenty of avenues, O my Allah. Give us hearts to feed the ummah, O my Allah, to take care of the ummah, O my Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in your mercies, Ya Allah. Accept us, accept our parents, accept our progenies. Ya Allah, keep our parents with afiyat, sihat, and salamat, O my Allah. Give us tawfiq to make the khidmat in a manner
It is pleasing to you, O my Allah. Make us a coolness with their eyes and to their hearts, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, they have left this world, Ya Allah, full the qabr with noor, O my Allah. Make them maghfirat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save them from adab al-qabr, O my Allah. The entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, open the windows of Jannah upon them, O my Allah. Show them their abode in Jannah. Ya Allah, relieve them of all the difficulty and the hurt and pain they went through in this worldly life, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, raise us and them, the entire ummah in the day of Qiyamah, of complete iman, under the shade of your arsh, O my Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, give us a life of bliss and happiness and khushi. Ya Allah, save us from musibat and calamities. Keep us in afiyat, Ya Allah. Keep us in your ibadat, O my Allah. O my Allah, protect the ummah from all sides, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Protect our makatib, our madaris, our ulama ikram, our mashayikh, and our sheikh, and all the programs that are taking place, all the ishtima'at, and all the jamaat that are moving in your path, all those that are going to Haramain Sharifin. Protect the Muslims of Palestine, of Kashmir, of India, and all the countries of the world, O my Allah. O my Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, give our government hidayat, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. We thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties you have given us, O my Allah. O my Allah, for the food that you have given us today, O my Allah. Ya Allah, for the home that you have given us, O my Allah. For the protection that you have afforded us, O my Allah. For the cars, O my Allah. For the wives and the children you have given us. Ya Allah, for all the ni'mas and bounties, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. We don't know how to thank you, O my Allah. We don't know how to thank you, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. We haven't even asked for these bounties you have given it to us. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, keep us in your ni'mas and your bounties and take us in a condition you are happy with us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub 'alayna. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. Just a reminder, as we mentioned before the program, the side jalsa will take place in Azadul. Brother requested to do the bookings, inshallah. It's only once in a year. We don't know whether we'll get opportunity again. Where our hidayat is written, so brothers are going by air, they're going by car, they're going by bus, so we can forward our names and we can coordinate the entire safar, so we can tell them at the Darulum how many numbers are coming. So we got to inform them beforehand also, more or less, so they can make some arrangements, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept all of us, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika.